accumulated exit poll shows Dante ahead. Not the least of the reasons for that, I think, is they can get into all of the sex and violence that's down there in the inferno. But notice that this process slowly allows Dante the pilgrim to see the sin not from the distorted and egocentric position of the sinner himself or the sinner herself, but rather from a more distanced and therefore objective perspective. This is something that happens very slowly and very gradually to the pilgrim. It's one of the reasons why I think his journey through hell is a long one. He learns very slowly, like the rest of us. And it's only by seeing over and over again examples of how the punishment becomes the crime and how sinners are never allowed to emerge from that kind of egocentric perspective that their sin has created, that the pilgrim is able to learn something from them.
One of the things we have to be aware of as we take our journey with Dante into hell is that just as Dante the pilgrim will, especially toward the beginning of his journey, sort of buy lock, stock, and barrel what some of these sinners say when they present their stories, give their excuses, explain why in some way they really deserve a better fate than they have, it's easy for Dante the pilgrim to sort of buy into that. He has just, after all, left the dark wood of error. And we especially as readers have to be careful to make sure that because Dante swoons when he talks to a particular sinner, that it does not necessarily mean that we, the readers, are meant to sympathize with the sinner or the sin. It's very easy and sometimes very deceptive for readers, especially the first time through, to fall into that trap. As sort of one of the great lines of Dante criticism goes, you really need to read the entire Divine Comedy before you begin the Inferno. Only if, in a sense, when you have been through it once, are you ready to go back and read it all the way through from Dante the poet's perspective and not be so likely, especially at the beginning, to be confused between the perspective of the pilgrim, who's still sort of dumb, and Dante the poet, who's taken the whole journey.
And, of course, one of the reasons why this is so is because all of the sinners in the Inferno are going to try and justify their behavior to us. One way of taking a look at that, if they admitted it, yep, that's what I did, that would actually constitute a kind of repentance, all right? So to not repent is to perpetually justify oneself. And what Dante sees over and over again, that is to say, the pilgrim on this journey, is all kinds of imaginative ways of justifying oneself. The easiest, the most frequent, the one that we'll come back to most often is blame something or somebody else. All right, I'm here, but ain't my fault, okay? And then it's interesting to see what they put the blame on. We saw this very vividly when we were teaching the course in Attica because our students picked it up much more quickly than we did, or that is to say, they jumped to the conclusion before we got there. We were about to make that point. It was like, you know, seven lines ahead in the script, and we were sort of moving toward it and wondering whether we'd get this nice Socratic conversation. This hand shoots up in the air. Say, wait a minute. She's blaming somebody else. That's what I did. That's why I'm here. Well, indeed, that's true of all of the characters in hell as well, with the significant difference that they never come to the realization that that's why they're here. That self-knowledge is missing. And in fact, one of the things that happens as Dante passes through the gates of the Inferno is that he's told by Virgil, his guide, here is where the people are who have lost the good of the intellect. Right? It's not that they don't have it, it's that they no longer can use it for any good, for any purpose. And that entire lack of self-knowledge is one of the things that generates all of the interesting interchanges between them and the pilgrim. And again, as Bill has kind of mentioned, the pilgrim's initial instinct is to buy their story. They're very convincing when they tell it in the beginning, and they happen to be telling something that Dante himself can appreciate. Yeah, I sort of felt like that myself. Know what you mean? And in various ways at the beginning, what we see is Dante kind of sympathizing with them. But Dante the poet presents us with enough clues to distance ourselves from that position, from that point of view.
So, we're about ready to start our journey into hell. And as I said at the beginning, we're going to be doing selected cantos and not at all try to give you the entire plot summary.